This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time now for another hour of conversation about your health and well-being with our eminence, Cardinal Ken is here, also known as Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Kenneth to his mother. Lake Cardiology is the place where he has his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's known all around the country as a researcher. He's been on this program with me for a long time because he gives good advice. He thinks things through, does a lot of research, and we get the results of his thinking and his research and the research of lots of others. We try to synthesize and explain it so it makes sense to everybody because we all know doctors can't write worth a damn, and oftentimes their explanations aren't worth much either if you don't have a translator. So Ken's here to translate, and away we go. So can we make a, speaking of pacts, can we make a pact this week to just spend one segment on COVID and then move on to other things? Can we do that, or is that going to be possible?
I tried this week to do no COVID, but it was impossible.
So we have a couple of COVID things. One of them, because of COVID, these are, I think, what I get out of looking at some of the stuff in an ancillary sense, Ken, is that we're looking at things that are a result of COVID. And one of them is not good news for cancer patients. So what's the scoop?
Right. Doug, being a new disease, we learn things about COVID every day, and we're going to continue to learn things about COVID every day. And unfortunately, you're going to just have to bear with it because it's not going to go away, the news about COVID. So you may not like COVID, but let me tell you, the virus
doesn't like COVID. Yeah, I know it doesn't. A lot of people don't care what I think, but...
doesn't care what any of us think.
Yeah,
so it's going to be around. So, but anyway, the news this week is, unfortunately, among cancer patients, they seem to be at higher risk for death from COVID-19 than most others. This comes out of the JAMA Network this week. So I think just another subgroup of people, if you have cancer, you got to be really careful and try to protect yourself from getting COVID. If you do have COVID, you got to take it real seriously. Think about getting that monoclonal antibody, the one specific for whichever strain you have, and then go from there.
And a review again how we get the monoclonal antibody. How do we do that?
Well, it's good to know that question, the answer to that question, long before you ever need it. And you can find out right. The answer to that question by asking one of your doctors. They should know. It's depending on where you live, there are clinics for these that have been set up. Hospitals have these abilities to provide, but you need to, it differs by where you are. So ask your doctor. Hopefully they know where one can get it. And remember, you have to get the one that's right for your particular variant. So you need a facility that's keeping up to date.
Is it blood work that actually determines that? Like if I'm getting my blood test to go see you in a couple of weeks, could they do that as part of the blood test?
Well, this is to diagnose that you have COVID. So this is the antigen, not the antibody. And this is the, you've had it up your nose, right?
I did. A couple of times, as a matter of fact.
So that's what they're, so you have to first be diagnosed with COVID, and and that's how you're going to get diagnosed. And the point of this study is that if you're diagnosed with COVID and you have cancer, that you got to take it much more seriously and be more aggressive than most others.
I got it. Okay. All right. So then one of the other things I saw this week that having to do with maternal deaths having risen during the pandemic, pregnancy, the first 6 weeks after childbirth, death among that group increased, especially for black and Hispanics. Why would it be different with blacks and Hispanics than it might be with whites, do you think? What would be the...
Well, let's just talk in general before we make it into a racial issue.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Just in general, the action of being pregnant puts you into a high-risk group for getting severe COVID. Remember, severe COVID is the type of COVID where you end up in the hospital or you don't survive. And fortunately, that's just a fraction of COVID cases. But those who are at risk for severe COVID are the ones that we want to provide all the protection we can. And being pregnant is in the subgroup of people who are at high risk for severe COVID. And that's why before you get pregnant, it's so important to get vaccinated. And then you also protect your child. We talked about that last week. That was
right.
The results of a big study. So both are protected. Did you point out to me that you read this week that there's more racial variation among the pregnancies?
Yes.
And, you know, we know from, you know, I don't want to make this into a racial show at all. But
no, I don't either, but it's something comes
We know from COVID in general that those two subgroups are more at risk, and whether that's because of obesity issues, diabetes issues, availability of quality care issues, whether people have availability of primary care. It's probably a combination of many, and that's what the speculation has been.
Okay. All right. Now, this is COVID-related. The fact that so many
genetic issues, there may be genetic issues of sensitivity to the virus.
All right. So the other thing here, to cap our discussion of COVID, the number of healthcare workers who are leaving the industry because of, I'm guessing, fatigue. Is that what they're using? Is that what they're saying is the reason for them just leaving?
Well, it's a combination of fatigue, frustration, politics, getting into medicine. Remember in the early days, remember the spring of 2020 when they were standing in New York City waiting for the hospital workers to arrive and cheering for them in the high rises, you know, and that really, I think, inspired a lot of healthcare workers early on in this. Remember when that was going on in New York? Literally, the people from their high-rises were screaming and shouting and cheering for the healthcare workers as they arrived to the hospitals. And, you know, that has dwindled. And I think a lot of people are just, you know, you think the public is tired of all this. You know, we deal with this all day, every day.
Yeah.
I got a little note from everyone will appreciate this. I got a little note from my 25-year-old daughter yesterday, and she said, Daddy, I'm 25, but since COVID has come, I feel like I'm only 22.
Well, we've all lost 2 or 3 years of our lives in most every respect. Yeah.
Right.
Does that mean we're going to live 2 to 3 years less? Well, our lives, because we looked at the stats. We've talked about the stats. How many people are dying? You know, we were just talking about pregnancy deaths and that sort of thing. The U.S. maternal mortality rate has more than tripled in the past 35 years. It was 16 deaths per 100,000, and now it's 55.
It's going to happen. One of my patients is a first grade teacher, and she was talking to me about how the kids in her class have no idea what it's like to go to school without a mask.
Right.
It's soon going to be changing, but just these kids will remember this forever. And this is going to have impact on us forever.
Yeah. All right. More now. That's COVID. We're done with that because there are a lot of other things that are going on that Ken has researched that you ought to know about. So let's see if we can get caught up with some of that information. Hopefully that will help you as we move forward here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you want to reach him to have a consultation, whether it be directly in his clinic or on the telemedicine hookup, the Zooms for doctors, if you will, you can call the office 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken in person. Speaking of things in person, when you are having questions about your weight loss program and whether it works or it doesn't, you can have an in-person consultation with someone at Calitrin who will explain to you how it works. And there are all kinds of reviews as to connections people make. They make friends with the consultants because the consultants oftentimes stay with you. You know, sometimes, as I pointed out many times before, with Calitrin, you get on the program and you stay there because it will really help you in keeping that weight off. Once you've lost it, you don't want to gain it back again. It's not good for your body, not good for your psyche. It's just not good. So here comes Calitrin to help you with your challenge of keeping the weight off. It's a fabulous all-natural product. It's the number one choice around our country for weight loss support, for sure, 25 years and counting. So they must be doing something right. But and that's why I say, when you go to the Top Loss website, toploss.com, then you look around, you want to get answers to your questions, get that counselor and have the conversation. Get help. Lose weight. Be successful with it, all with the help of Calitrin. They're there at your service to help you out. Toploss.com is the website. When you check out, use the DJV for discounts. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you can actually get lined up for their special payment program. Lots of savings there at toploss.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word L.
Don't forget about our weekly podcasts with Ken. Not only can you hear the program in its entirety at djvhealthshow.com and on a couple of hundred radio stations around the program, around the country, but the program is reduced to a podcast as well. We have the podcast going back 4 or 5 years. The most recent conversation in podcast form begins with disturbing news from a study of the effects on unvaccinated people to COVID. Mask mandate, just all of the things, you know, we're back and forth with mRNA techniques and how to best decide what you are going to do going forward on diet plans. We talk about that a lot, too, here. All DJV Health Show podcasts are available at djvshow.com. Doesn't cost you anything, or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus and an overview, we don't want to overload you, but we do want to download some of the info. I'm using current lingo. Pretty impressive, huh, Ken? Let's download. Oh, of course I am. All right. The situation for those who have combined opioids and sedatives, wow. Look out below for this. What are the results of the study here, Ken? Warning.
They're not good. This is a warning. They're not good. If you are prescribed opioids, and hopefully it's just for a short period of time, make sure that you're also not on a sedative and make sure the doctor's aware of it. Sedatives we're talking about are so-called benzodiazepines. We're talking about drugs like Xanax. And if you are on a sedative, make sure the doctor knows it before you get prescribed an opiate, because it seems like this combination, these two families of drugs, the opioids and the sedatives, can dramatically increase your risk of dying. And this comes out of Regional Anesthesia and Pain Medicine this week. Just be cautious.
Is it obvious why, or is there something, sedatives slow down all of your processes in your body, right? So opioids would slow it down that much more, so maybe this stuff stops.
And they combine to one in one being three.
Yeah, right. Look out. Oof. That reminds me. I threw my shoulder out last week, and the doctor asked me if I wanted a painkiller. And I said, no, I'll take some Advil or Aleve. I don't know if I told you this when we were talking on the phone the other day. Anyway, so I said, no, I don't want that. And then I sort of quizzed her on how often she actually is writing a prescription for opioids or the things that are, painkillers. And she said, not too much anymore, because most people say what you just said, which I thought was refreshing and rewarding. So then I said, well, why would you keep asking people if they want it if most people tell you no? She said, well, that's my duty, is to give you alternatives. And I suppose that's true, Ken, right? Doctors are supposed to tell you, maybe not only give you some options, but they ought to tell you what the implications are, ramifications are, of whatever they're giving you.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that we're supposed to do is relieve pain, but we also want to make sure we do it cautiously.
Yeah, right. Okay, next up, speaking of damage, there's a lot of... I don't even understand this. Maybe I'm just getting old. Why the hell does anybody vape? What? Yeah, I know. Wow. Okay, that's the last time I'll admit that. Why would anybody vape? What's the attraction to vaping? I know in a lot of the marijuana stores, the cannabis stores, they sell these devices and the stuff you stick in them. But wow, what kind of mess does it make out of your mouth?
If being unable to answer that question is the equivalence of being old, I guess I'm old also.
If I'm old, you are. You're close behind me.
I see people walking around with clouds around them. You can't even see through them.
Yeah.
And I wonder why people are doing this. I mean, they're not doing it for their health. And it's beyond me. But the news this week out of the medical journal, MBio, is that vaping, among all the bad things it does, it can damage your teeth and gums.
Yeah, look out. And without healthy gums and teeth, remember we've talked about this plaque connection a lot. Without healthy gums, you don't have good health. There are several things in your body. Your gut needs to be healthy as much as could be possible, and the same with your teeth and your gums, because if you don't get the plaque out of there, it goes right into your heart, right into your circulatory system.
It's the doorway, and in a lot of ways, filtered to the rest of the body, and it's got to be healthy, or you're not going to be healthy.
All right, coming up in a few moments, some good news for those who are seniors and doing a lot of exercising. Ken's got some good news for you coming up here on DJV Health.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And the pick is officially in. President Joe Biden nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday for the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson says she hopes she can be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law will inspire future generations.
Authorities seized more than $3 million in methamphetamines hidden amongst a shipment of onions during a tractor-trailer's inspection at a federal facility in San Diego. A canine unit for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted the police, and officers found 1,200 small packages of meth. The 46-year-old driver was a Mexican migrant and has been arrested for the alleged narcotic smuggling attempt. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is relaxing its guidelines again, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated. Over 93 million Americans are boosted.
And in Ukraine, almost 200 Ukrainians have died since Russia launched its attack earlier this week, according to the country's health minister, who also said 33 of them were children and over 1,000 have been wounded. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here we go, another half hour of great information and hopeful thoughts. Some of it's good, some of it isn't. You know, it depends on, I guess, your point of view. If you're an exerciser and you're a senior, this is a good combo, right, Ken?
Absolutely. As we all get older, we notice that short-term memory is not what it used to be, and people wonder what other things they can do without being a guinea pig on some of these drugs that are questionable value. Well, there's a great study out this week in communications medicine showing that exercise, and, you know, not going crazy, but just getting a reasonable amount of moderate exercise each week actually can improve memory and help cognition. So if you haven't been in an exercise program in a while, talk to your doctor about getting into one. If you are in one, stay in it and just train, don't strain. In this age group, no pain, no gain is not the way to go, but just do what we call symptom-limited activity. Listen to your body. If it's okay, if it feels good, it's okay. If it's bringing on any symptoms, you're doing too much. But getting a fair amount of symptom-limited activity after the doctor says it's okay is so healthy, not only for keeping that brain young, but keeping, I think, the head to toe, the body young. It'll improve your spirits, your immune system, make your heart work better, the whole body.
Yeah, good. All good. Now, this next item here, because you're a cardiologist, you understand better than most the implications or ramifications of high blood pressure. Apparently, you know, we've talked about women having the same problems in the last 10, 20 years health-wise as men, especially when it comes to the heart. Heart attacks, even though they present differently, there still is a huge problem with women. And here's something new that adds to the problem, yes?
Yeah, it is. And this is of concern. As a cardiologist, I spend a lot of my time dealing with high blood pressure. So many people had said that 80% of people before they leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. But there are subsets of people who get it much earlier than everyone else. You have untreated sleep apnea, you're going to have it. If you have some unusual hormonal elevations in your kidneys, you're going to get it. I don't want to drop names, something called aldosteronism. That is a hormone in the kidneys that will, in excess, will give it to you. If you have obstruction in the arteries, the pipes, the circulations of the kidneys, you will have blood pressure at a much younger age. Well, there's another item to add to that list out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. And this is in women who've had sexual violence. That's either sexual assault or workplace sexual harassment. Seem to get high blood pressure much earlier than you would expect. And I think this is something that we need to be aware of and do our best to help those. Obviously to prevent this, but if it happens, try our best to help it so that it doesn't lead to early high blood pressure, because it will, according to the study.
Yeah. All right. So let's change. Well, we're all about health and your well-being. One of the things that is important here, I think, is to understand how to enhance your immune system. And I've seen something, and I think you pointed out in some earlier work that you've done, how much better one's immune system is if you are attractive. And I wonder, what does good looks have to do with how your immune system would function? It just seems, I don't know, it's almost superficial when you get right down to it.
Well, it's one of those things. It is what it is. And that study that you're quoting didn't power itself to try to figure out the mechanism of why. It was an observation. And they did a study showing people, you know, who they thought looked better than others superficially, and then studying, you know, their sensitivity to various things, and it just seems that the immune system is better. Are those people who, you could speculate forever, you know, do these people have more active lives and they're more physically active? Are they in some ways happier or not happier than the rest? Maybe they're more physically active than the rest. Who knows? But that's what it showed. It is what it is. And that's maybe, you know, you like to know about mechanisms, and hopefully one day they'll do a study to figure that out. But your guess is as good as mine.
All right. So let's not do any guessing.
Why would you – do you have any thoughts about why more attractive people would have a stronger immune system?
Well, it depends on what you define. Yeah, what's the definition of more attractive?
Well,
everybody, it's like we're all
these were classic good,
like James Bond, good looking.
Yes, exactly.
Or
exactly.
Sophia Loren, good looking.
Now, James Bond. In this study, they defined the cheekbones.
Yeah.
The sculpt look of.
So is this about men or is it about men and women?
It was both. It was both. But these were what are well established classic. Signs.
I think, okay, so my observation would be there's one less thing to worry about, and worry causes stress, and stress causes heart disease.
Stress is not good for the immune system.
There you go.
So there's a personal confidence in those who are blessed with just classical good looks, and they're just a little less mentally stressed, you're speculating.
That's what I'm speculating. Yeah,
that makes sense because mental stress is not good for the immune system.
No.
That could be a good explanation. Good.
Yep. All right. Let's go back to women's health in a moment. I want to talk about the factors in midlife that may predict health declines in women. I'm betting some of it has to do with menopause, but I don't know that until I have you tell me what the story is and tell everybody else what the story is. Here on DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen with a story on getting a complete and utterly wonderful great night's rest. If you're having a problem sleeping, and there are a lot of us, I was just talking to Ken about both my shoulders are aching since I fell down on the ice and I knocked out some of the working ends of my left shoulder. And boy, trying to find something comfortable, pillows and positions and all that stuff, not great. There are some people who just aren't getting a good night's rest because their mattress is terrible or their pillows are awful. And so you need a support system, and that's what you get at MyPillow.com. Please do yourself a favor. Go to the MyPillow catalog. They have a product catalog online, and you will see in there a focus on this sleep system they have, the complete thing that's available now at 30% off. You get the MyPillow coil mattress. You get a set of Giza Dream sheets. You get two MyPillows, and you can finance it with monthly payments available. Right now, promo code DJV at MyPillow.com gets you that. Also, make sure to remember that the MyPillow products all have a 60-day money-back guarantee, mattress, everything. But then, there is, I was talking about the sheets, they're really selling a heck of a lot of these Giza Dream sheets. And the flannel sheets, I got a new set of flannel sheets from MyPillow, and they are great. If I'm getting help sleeping, that's one of the reasons. Okay, so check it all out, MyPillow.com. And, you know, you go there and you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you buy one, you get one free for the Giza Dream Sheets, or you get them free if you buy the complete sleep system. Check it all out, but remember, for the best discounts, use the promo code DJV.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, this is just too good to keep to myself. Right now, Kohl's is giving rewards members double the rewards. As if taking an extra 20% off and earning Kohl's cash wasn't enough, you also get double the rewards? Shopping just doesn't get better than this. So if you're not already a member, do yourself a favor and enroll today. It's free to do in-store or online at Kohl's.com/more rewards. You and your wallet can thank me later. Must be enrolled in Kohl's Rewards to receive double Kohl's rewards. Earn amount may vary. Offer ends February 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's my hero when it comes to all of this information. And without his research and studying it, a lot of us wouldn't have the info that we do. It's up to you to use it according to the intention that it is meant, and that is take it and apply it as it applies to you. In terms of women and their health, there are some factors in midlife. And when I looked at this, I thought, okay, well, menopause has got to be one of those factors because it just does. The menopause creates a lot of stress. Some women's bodies are completely just messed up. And the women who've been in my life, I've only been through this with one woman, and it was disastrous. It was actually one of the things that ended the relationship. It wasn't about me understanding it. It was just about the fact that it was going on, and it changes everything psychologically, doesn't it? What do you have here, Ken?
Well, that's a separate issue, and you know, I think every woman deals with it in some manner or another. Some go through it mildly, some have a severe transition. But in the study that you're talking about, they were talking about some other factors. What they were trying to do was look at women at age 55 and try to predict who were going to be much more healthy than all the other females in old age. And what they did was they pulled out four factors. Were they present or not at age 55? And if they weren't, the health 10 years later was much better than if they were present at age 55. And the four factors in that study were high body mass index, the BMI. You know, having your BMI over 30 means you're obese. Over 25 means you're overweight. The second item was smoking. The third was arthritis. And the fourth, depressive symptoms. So obesity, smoking, arthritis, and depression, those were the four factors they identified.
So of those four factors, two ought to be simple to deal with, or at least me looking from the outside in, smoking and obesity. What you eat, you got to know that if you eat the wrong foods, it's going to be bad for your health. And you see so many people around today that are just way overweight. That's one of the reasons we talk about the effects of using Calitrin, because there's so many people that are trying to lose weight, but others who don't seem to care. And then smoking, why would anybody in their right mind, I know it sounds very judgmental, but you know, that's one of my problems, I guess. In this case, because my mother died of abusive smoking when she was 50, I have zero tolerance for people. I hope I'm not mean and nasty about it, but I'm really direct. There's nothing more stupid than people who smoke. It's okay, so throw a rock at the radio if you want. Really and truly, what possible, the youngsters who start smoking think they're helping themselves to keep their bodies thin by smoking. But they're not, are they that ill-informed? Is the health education program in our public schools that bad that they don't see or understand through being taught what the rigors of smoking are? Hey, that's where I'd come down on that anyway.
Well, there's one tip for you to figure out the mechanism there of why people are starting to smoke today. Mm-hmm. That would be a good thing for you to figure out.
All right, here's something. Remember the old expression, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go round or go down?
Down.
Here's an advice on olive oil. If you take a tablespoon of olive oil a day, it slows down your death risk. I'm going downstairs right now.
Yes.
Why?
That was a publication. It's just a healthy thing. And again, you're going to ask why. And it's all those healthy fats. We know from the Mediterranean diet how healthy that is. And it seems like the people who do consume daily olive oil just live longer than those who don't.
Well, there you go. Word to the wise is efficient. Olive oil. Get the, what do they call it, virgin olive oil? That's probably better than the regular olive oil, but virgin olive oil will do the trick. All right, this is good news from Dr. Ken. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. That's next here on DJV Health.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a two-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM Technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angi is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on DJV Health, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken, noted cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's available. He has a wonderful attitude toward the reason I like going to him is because he's got such a great bedside manner, even though you're not in bed when you're at least in the clinic. Maybe you got to go to the hospital if you've abused your body, but he's a good man to have on your side, no question about it. So if you'd like to get some info, not only about your heart and circulatory system, but, you know, your body in general. He has all the tools in the clinic to check you from head to toe. Dr. Ken is available through his office at 352-735-1400 for direct connection or telemedicine or whatever. 352-735-1400. A few weeks ago, I saw that scientists at Walter Reed in Washington are going to create or have created some kind of a super vaccine that is effective against all of the variants, the SARS variant, the COVID variants, Omicron, you name it. It's been in the works for apparently a couple of years. They received their first DNA sequencing of the COVID virus as it all began, it seems. So I guess my question would be, the implied question here is this a game changer? But the second part of the question is, why wouldn't this have been shared earlier? Why wouldn't we, if we're paying for it, the public is, why wouldn't we work together with Pfizer and with Moderna and whoever else to put these things together quicker? Does that make sense, that question? I wonder about that.
Well, I think what you read was a report that the Army started a human trial of this vaccine that's effective against all the variants.
Yeah, phase one human trials. That's right.
Right. Yes. So it's just a matter of producing it. And this is just the evolution of a new vaccine. And they were able to make it. And then they do a very small phase one study, and they ramp it up to, if it's safe and effective in a very small group, they just ramp it up to phase two, phase three, which is just bigger people, bigger numbers of people. And that's where they are. So you read the announcement that they started testing this new vaccine, and hopefully, you know, in a number of months, we have a good outcome as it works its way up in the phases. But it's still early. It's very hopeful. And it seems to be affecting quite a number of viruses.
But without, I'm not trying to sound political, but why wouldn't the government program work with the private program to make this come, you know, it's all mRNA stuff, so mRNA. Stuff. So why wouldn't they go to Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? I don't, maybe.
I think there are numerous efforts in this regard to try to come up with, you know, why they're doing it on their own. Why Walter Reed apparently has their own effort, and why they have their own effort, boy, that's above my pay grade.
All right. Next up, we'll go back to smoking here with a question about people who quit smoking. This comes right after we were talking about the benefits or the negative side of smoking with young women. People who quit smoking after they've been diagnosed with lung cancer live longer. So is it, I guess the subtext here is it true that the lungs can rebuild themselves? Because I remember the doctor telling us, my sisters and I, when my mother had emphysema, that the smoking, the tar in the tobacco, it plugged up those little cilli or whatever they are in the lung, and you couldn't clean those out. So this seems to say something different.
Well, simply stated, it's never too late to stop. And if you stop at any point, you're helping yourself. I mean, you may be at the point of no return, and then the downhill flight is a little smoother if you're not smoking, but it's, the bottom line is it's never too late to stop it. You're always going to help yourself somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And here's a question about, here's somebody who loves black coffee and dark chocolate, and they heard that the love of these items could be genetic. I wonder why that would be. I don't like coffee, and I don't like dark chocolate. Maybe that's genetic, too. What do you think?
I think it definitely has some genetic component. And it also has to deal with somewhat what your family exposed you to early on. And I think it's a combination.
Combination of both. All right. Combo of lots of information and advice. That's what happens here weekly on the DGV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronos here at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.